Family-owned and operated, Terry's Hardware is dedicated to providing quality products and great service. Unlike big chain stores, when you go to Terry's Hardware, you'll get the help you need by a knowledgeable staff member. Be sure to check out their extensive options of paints or get everything you need to finish the simple do-it-yourself projects done around your home. Terry's Hardware, 375 West 33rd Street in South Hastings. Terry's Hardware, products you know, people you trust.
No matter what shade of green your thumb is, the Farmington Greenhouse has you covered. They offer a wide variety of annuals, perennials, shrub roses, cacti, hanging baskets, custom planting, and much, much more. At Farmington Greenhouse, you'll find the expertise you need to make your garden a paradise. For more information and hours, you can visit them online at farmingtongreenhouse.com.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
With summer in full swing, take advantage of this weather and get your projects done. Whether you're tackling a large project or a small one, Crown Rental has the equipment to get it done. From start to finish, our experienced staff will be there with knowledge and suggestions. Come see us today in Burnsville, Rosemont, or Apple Valley to plan out your next job. Check us out online at crownrent.com. Stop for steel equipment and accessories.
By inch, row by row, I'm gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warned them from below till the rain come tumbling.
Welcome to In the Garden. I'm Kelly Casey, and your host is Shar Shar. How does your summer garden grow?
Kelly, I get a little bit of nostalgia. The seasons of the flowers do come and go. We had the tulips earlier. We had the irises earlier. The peonies are done now, but the daylilies are starting. So everything has its season, but I do get a little sad to think it'll be a whole year before we see some of these again.
And that's a good time and a good reason to bring out your camera and preserve those wonderful shots before they do go away. I want to ask you, too, about some of those gardening things. We're going to talk about kind of our midsummer garden gems. And part one, we're going to do two parts on this because there's so much to do at this time of year. And as you said, some of the things are cycling now. Some of the things are being done. I got my first canna bulb, which is just sprouting. It's not very large because it's in a pot. But let's go through some of those items that are going to be happening and some of the things that gardeners need to do at this time of year.
Very good. We could actually do a whole show on each and every one of these topics. But we'll just kind of touch on things. I do want to make a real quick observation, not so much with a tip or a hint or anything, but if you are among some of the owners of a burning bush that aren't doing well, take heart. You're not alone. There's a lot of issues with burning bushes this particular year. I don't know if it was the winter or what. So just take heart. You're not alone. I don't have an answer for you and I don't have any tips, but I just wanted to send that out there. So hang in there.
I just want to say, too, that it did happen in front of the station here, and we have trimmed it down severely. Some people have even mentioned, where did that bush go? It's still there, and there's steady growth coming from the bottom. So we're going to leave it because some of the initial reaction was just remove it. And I think if you can leave it, it will come back, but it's probably set you back several years.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Depending upon the time of the year and if you've had recent heavy rainfall, I wanted to just touch on one other thing, and that was the saucers and lower pots. containers that you set your pots into. Sometimes you do that to keep, you know, some moisture in a dry time, and then also just to keep the nasties out of the bottom of your pots where the holes have the drainage. Make sure in heavy rainfall time that you do drain that water off, because it will back up into the soil like a wick and probably cause some root damage, and you may see some yellowing of leaves if you just let your pot sit in that watered filled saucer. So just to let you know that as well. Do want to talk about what to do in the middle of summer if you have purchases from greenhouses and so on and so forth. What do you do with them now? If you see them getting leggy or maybe not doing their optimum best, what you can do, and feel free to do this depending on, I'm not going to get specific with the plants, but what you can do without hurting the plant entirely is pinching it back, being careful to use clean tools and doing it at the correct joints. If you look at a stem or a part of a plant, do it at the correct placement. And also, don't be shy on a little fertilizer at this time of the year. We're probably, I forget how many weeks or months into the growing season, but this is the time of the year plants will need a little bit of boost. Probably the fertilizer that came from the garden center has maybe washed away or dissolved, is no longer viable. So do add some fertilizer and add that to the soil mix and just kind of work it in lightly, not injuring your roots. Then also, besides trimming back if it's going to be a little leggy, here's something specific to violas and pansies. You started out the season with all those pretty smiling faces. What to do now? One thing you have to do with violas and pansies is to pick off the old spent blossoms, because they go quickly into seed. Pinch them all the way back down to the main juncture of the bush or the plant itself and get rid of it, toss it away. And the more you do that, the more they'll keep blooming. They are one that does like to need a little trimming and a little bit of fertilizer this time of the year, and also move them to a little bit less hot sun location.
That's really important. And also make sure that you are deadheading, and that's what we call it. Yep. Your geraniums, pull those spent blossoms out of there, and everything else, and anything that looks a little bit withered or possibly diseased, make sure you get those out of there, as well as cleaning up the bottoms of your pots on the inside, underneath those leaves. You can get a lot of leaf drop and things like that, and you don't want mold to start. Right. Well, on that wonderful topic, we're going to take a quick break, hear more from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back and talk about more of our midsummer gardening gems. We'll be right back.
At Lilydale Garden Center, they're dedicated to exceptional care of their plants and customers. They believe customers always come first. Lilydale Garden Center offers only the highest quality of plant material, as well as statuary, pottery, and gifts. Lilydale Garden also has annuals, landscaping material, garden decorations, and much more. For great customer service with big store selection, go to Lilydale Garden, 941 Sibley Memorial Highway in Lilydale. With summer in full swing, take advantage of this weather and get your projects done. Whether you're tackling a large project or a small one, Crown Rental has the equipment to get it done. From start to finish, our experienced staff will be there with knowledge and suggestions. Come see us today in Burnsville, Rosemont, or Apple Valley to plan out your next job. Check us out online at crownrent.com. Stop for steel equipment and accessories.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours, on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day? Call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member, or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Keeping your bird feeder clean with moisture and mold after it rains is important, especially with finch feeders. This message brought to you by Crabtree's Garden Gate, where they invite you to stop by to watch the birds enjoy each of the different feeding stations, feeders, and types of seed from their viewing window. Their seed is delivered fresh from the mill weekly, which is the key to active feeders. Visit Crabtree's Garden Gate, just 2 miles north of Marine on the St. Croix at 19713 Quinnell Avenue. That's Crabtree Garden Gate.
We are back. We're talking about Midsummer Gardening Gems, Part 1. We have a two-part show here because there's so much to do, and you think that spring is a busy time and fall will be as well. But midsummer is a time for you to take stock and take a look at some of the plants that you have gotten going. They've got a good start, how to keep them going during the hot summer.
One of those plants in the vegetable garden is the tomato. And right now, with all the moisture that we have been having this particular year, they are looking very good, really healthy, a lot of blossoms. But what you need to watch are those suckers. And what I mean by that is if you look along the tomato's main stem, you're going to see where stems come out, and many times, not all the time, but many times the stem that will contain a blossom or a set of blossoms will have another stem coming out from that very same juncture or node, and it will have just leaves on it. It's going to take the sap away from the tomato plant and, you know, utilize more energy than that particular branch with the blossoms on it. So pinch that off right next to the stem. Do it with, a clean tool. Get rid of it. Do several at a time. I wouldn't say do the entire tomato plant. That is a shock to the system, regardless if it's an unwanted branch or not. But do get rid of it. And also, what you're doing is creating more light and more aeration in that inner circle of the tomato plant itself. So you're doing a good thing for the tomato plant. So remember to do that. It will bear more fruit by doing that, have more access to the light. So get rid of those sucker plants that absolutely do nothing.
I also want to give a shout out to Mr. Vollmer, and he has the growing, how to grow amazing tomatoes, and his little booklet is in our community now. And if you want to find out more about growing tomatoes, it's not, and people don't understand this all the time, the bigger is not the better. It's right. A healthy plant, and it's much like trimming a tree. You have to take those suckers out because they're parasites, and they're causing you to have less of a bountiful harvest. And correct. I just must say, all of my tomato plants this year for the first time are in pots, and it took a considerable amount of effort. And I'd also like to thank the horticulture program at our local high school who donated their extras, and they are all in pots, and they are doing really, really well. However, you also have to make sure with all of this rain that they're not getting waterlogged. You know, water is important to making those wonderful red or orange or yellow fruits. However, too much of a good thing can also cause yellowing of leaves, droppage, and also you just have to, it's kind of a maintenance thing, but it's so worth it. Those great summer tomatoes, the taste, there's nothing like it. But if you have a chance to take a look at your tomatoes, and it doesn't mean if they're not 7 foot tall that they're not going to,
right.
They have to be a healthy plant in order to do the very best.
Right, right. You have quite a few things in pots, growing in pots, right?
I do. I was so fortunate to have that opportunity. I have plenty of black dirt. I potted for about 3 straight days, and I felt like I was bent over for probably 15 total hours. But it's worth it now, and all those plants are doing really well. But you do have to maintain them, or otherwise you're going to be disappointed. And each one of them has a certain area. I do some moving around and also getting that airflow in between.
Yes.
It's nice to have a great group of plants and it looks wonderful and you've got all these different blooms. However, if you don't let them, you know, have aeration in the middle of it, you're not going to be happy.
Absolutely.
In the long run. So make sure that you do that. Summertime is such a wonderful time. Take a little bit of time to do that maintenance. Also, Char, would you recommend the fertilizer, do a liquid fertilizer for even distribution?
You know, it does work better to evenly distribute it. You can get the time-released little circular capsule type things, but if you don't mix it up and get it around to all parts of the dirt by adding it at this point, you're not getting an even, you know, distribution of fertilizer. So I would probably do an adding of that as well. And don't forget, even not replacement, but addition. Sometimes the rain splashes all that dirt out of the top of the pot. So add a little dirt up towards the top of the pot too. Just check it out.
Good idea. And there's always bags of topsoil or even some of the Miracle-Gro.
Right.
We're going to just give, I would be happy to say that they really provide a very even, a very convenient way to add some of that topsoil back. And then also one thing more before we go, I want to make sure that people understand that if they have those plants that are really doing really well, don't be afraid to maybe put some natural twigs or some stems or something in there to give them a little bit of support, especially in the wind. But as they get larger, it'll grow kind of into the plant and it looks natural, but sometimes it'll keep you from having to destroy a pot from them breaking off because they are growing so well.
Exactly.
Thanks so much, Char. We are going to be back with part two. Make sure you stay tuned for that. And as always, In the Garden is about growing and enjoying the outdoors. Thanks so much for being here.
You're welcome. Goodbye, everyone.
That's In the Garden for today. Remember to tune in for our next program with host Char Char. We'll bring you a full season of information on all things green and growing. From foliage to flowers, veggies to patio planters, we'll share our love for gardening thanks to these fine sponsors.
At Lilydale Garden Center, they're dedicated to exceptional care of their plants and customers. They believe customers always come first. Lilydale Garden Center offers only the highest quality of plant material, as well as statuary, pottery, and gifts. Lilydale Garden also has annuals, landscaping material, garden decorations, and much more. For great customer service with big store selection, go to Lilydale Garden, 941 Sibley Memorial Highway, in Lilydale. With summer in full swing, take advantage of this weather and get your projects done. Whether you're tackling a large project or a small one, Crown Rental has the equipment to get it done. From start to finish, our experienced staff will be there with knowledge and suggestions. Come see us today in Burnsville, Rosemont, or Apple Valley to plan out your next job. Check us out online at crownrent.com. Stop for steel equipment and accessories.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Family-owned and operated, Terry's Hardware is dedicated to providing quality products and great service. Unlike big chain stores, when you go to Terry's Hardware, you'll get the help you need by a knowledgeable staff member. Be sure to check out their extensive options of paints or get everything you need to finish the simple do-it-yourself projects done around your home. Terry's Hardware, 375 West 33rd Street in South Hastings. Terry's Hardware, products you know, people you trust.
Pulling weeds and picking stones, we are made of dreams and bones. I feel the need to grow my own,
cause the time is close at hand.
Time is close at hand.
Rain for rain, sun and rain.